You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, friend. I'm Daryl Daughtry, publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. And today we have a guest audio article by Chad Austin, who is a personal trainer and fitness expert. And he's going to talk to you about, does fitness fit into your life?
If someone were to ask you, what are your top priorities in life? What would you say? I did extensive research on this question about 10 years ago. I created an online poll and asked as many people as I could, what are your top priorities in life? The top answers I always got were family and career. Faith was always a popular answer too, but by far, family and career were the top two. What really surprised me and taught me something with this poll was what people didn't say. Basically, nobody said health and fitness. I'm a personal trainer, so of course I was pretty surprised by this. But after I had some time to think about it, I realized it actually kind of makes sense. Life comes with a lot of unexpected changes. And when changes come in life, we're really good at adapting to change when it comes to our family, our career, our faith. We're terrible at adapting to change when it comes to our health. Fitness becomes the thing we're going to get to later. These changes might be good changes, like getting married, having kids, or maybe getting promoted at work. They could be bad changes, like getting divorced or getting fired. It could be a really big change, like relocating, or a change as small as your work schedule changing. When life throws us these curveballs, we're really quick to adapt when it comes to the most important things in our life. But when it comes to our health, we'll get to that later. We can always work out later. We can always start working out later. We can always start eating healthy later. We can do all of this later. So what's with the sense of urgency? Well, to me, this is important because I believe that fitness is the vehicle that drives us to becoming the best version of ourselves. I know that when I'm taking good care of myself, when I'm exercising regularly, when I'm eating healthy, when I'm getting good sleep, when I'm doing all the things that I think are important healthy habits, I'm a better husband, I'm a better son, I'm a better friend to everyone in my life. I have more energy, I have more confidence, I'm in a better mood. I'm just better. It overflows into all areas of my life. When I'm not taking good care of myself, I believe the exact opposite is true. I don't have any energy. I have way more stress and anxiety in my life. I'm often in a bad mood, which then hurts my relationships. And I have a hunch I'm the worst version of myself. So it really doesn't matter how you answer the question, what are your top priorities in life? If fitness is not a part of your life, you will not be able to show up as the best version of yourself. I've been a personal trainer for about 20 years now. Over the last two decades, I have learned and evolved a lot. When I first started, I thought the job of a personal trainer is pretty straightforward. I help people reach their fitness goals, plain and simple. Luckily, I've realized my job has a lot more to it than that. When early on in my career, when I first start training clients, you realize right away that people come to a personal trainer fueled by short-term motivation. There's something coming up in their lives that they need fast results for. It might be a wedding or a reunion or maybe swimsuit season's coming around the corner. Something really important to them is quickly approaching and they need fast success. I'm sure you know as well as I do that short-term motivation like this leads to short-term results. I want to make a much bigger impact on my clients than that. I want to make an impact with my clients long after my time with them is over. I want to help my clients become what I call a fitness fisherman. I'm sure you've heard the analogy before. You give someone a fish, you feed them for a day. If you teach someone to fish, you feed them for the rest of their lives. A fitness fisherman is someone who can keep fitness a priority in their lives, regardless what curveballs life throws at them, so they can always show up as the best version of themselves. At the studio where I train, I am known as the personal trainer who wears motivational t-shirts. I am that guy. Whenever you see me, I normally have a motivational saying on my chest. It might be something like, "You are stronger than your excuses," or "Excuses don't burn calories," or "Burpees hate you too," something like that. I love these t-shirts. I just love the power that they have, that I can make someone smile or inspire someone before I even talk to them. But there is one t-shirt that I used to wear that I don't wear anymore because I don't agree with the message anymore. And that shirt said, "If you want results, stop starting over." I don't wear it anymore because I feel like it suggests that if you fall off track in your fitness plan, that you failed, that you're a failure. Here's a little secret from a personal trainer. Everyone falls off track from time to time on their fitness plan. Everyone does. So there's no reason to beat yourself up or shame yourself for that. Everyone falls off track because no one is immune to life's obstacles or life's changes. When changes happen, when we fall off track, we can easily find ourselves stuck on the inconsistency roller coaster, where fitness is just a part of our lives in spurts, but it doesn't really stick. And the reason it doesn't stick is because we never reassessed how fitness fits in our life after a life change happens that caused us to fall off track. We're still trying to do what we did in the past, but our life is different now, so that doesn't fit. You have to be able to figure out how fitness fits in your life after a life change happens. To do that, understanding how to do that is how you become a fitness fisherman. And to do it is simple. You simply have to hit the reset button. The fitness reset button is how you keep fitness a priority in your life through life's ups and downs. The fitness reset button is really simple. It just requires you to answer two questions. First one, how does fitness fit in your life right now? And the second one, how much accountability do you need right now to be successful? So we'll talk about the first one first. How does fitness fit in your life right now? The keywords of this being the last two words, right now. How does it fit right now? So we're not picking up where we left off. That would be starting over without changing anything. That leads us to the path of inconsistency we're already on. We're also not doing something we did in the past. Just because it worked then doesn't mean it's going to work now. Your life is different now. We often make the mistake whenever our desire for change is at its peak and we're ready to get started with a new plan, we think of the time in our lives when we are in the best shape or maybe when we got the best results. And whatever we did for our workout at that time, that becomes the bar. Doing anything less than that is not doing enough. We have to take that way of thinking and throw it out the window. Doing less does not mean that it's less of a priority. All it means is it fits differently in your life right now, and that's okay. What you do for fitness has to fit in your life. If it doesn't fit, it won't be there very long, plain and simple. So every time you hit the reset button, you may answer this question differently, and that's okay too. There's no wrong answer. The only way you answer this question wrong is if you're not honest with yourself. So how does fitness fit in your life right now? Be honest with where you're starting at. Here's the second part of the reset button. How much accountability do you need to be successful? There's a big misconception when it comes to fitness, and that is we have to do it all by ourselves. We often hear people say that if you missed your workout or if you skipped your workout or if you're having trouble getting to the gym, it's because you didn't want it bad enough. I don't believe in that statement at all. I do believe, however, that the more important something is to you, the more you should set yourself up for success. And that's where the accountability part comes in. How much accountability do you need to be successful is the answer. Motivation, our desire for our workouts, changes a lot over time. You may find yourself at times where you love your workouts. You're feeling strong, you're loving the results you get, and you can't wait for the next workout. When you're in this kind of workout zone, you don't need a lot of help from outside sources. You can get a lot of success just by holding yourself accountable. But there's also going to be some times when you're dreading your workouts. You can't stand the idea of working out. You hate your workout. You don't want to do it. It's everything in you to get yourself to not skip it. And when you're there, you need to give yourself some more accountability to make sure you're successful. And there's accountability comes in all different shapes and sizes. It could mean getting a trainer. It could mean having a workout buddy. It could mean getting a gym membership to a gym that all your friends go to. Finding a fitness class that fits perfectly in your new schedule. It doesn't matter what it is. It just matters that it helps you stick to what you planned on doing, that you follow through with your fitness plan. That's the right answer. And again, every time you do this, every time you hit the reset button and answer this question, it may be different. The only wrong answer is when you're not being honest with yourself. How does fitness fit in your life? How much accountability do you need? Understanding that after a life change and things are different in your life, just like you already do with your family, your career, your faith, you have to reset how fitness fits in your life. Understanding how to do that is how you become a fitness fisherman, and that is how you use fitness as a vehicle to keep showing up as the best version of yourself. Thank you.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again. I'd like to thank Chad Austin for his audio article on fitness. If you'd like to check out more information about Chad and his work, go to makefitnessapriority.com. And listen, you need to pay attention and prioritize your wellness. Otherwise, you're going to be paying attention to your illness. See you next time.